So in the next test, I think I'm going to potentially ask some stuff on the classical methods of analytical chemistry. So this is wet chemistry. So your volumetric methods that we've done to date in first year and this year, titrations, these are examples of wet chemistry in operation. So examples that we've already done, water hardness. With our water hardness then, we were looking for calcium, magnesium and iron. We titrated with ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid. That was an example then where this ligating species bound to the metal and it formed a complex. So this is an example of a complexiometric titration. So we can now differentiate titrations. We can say acid-base titration. We could say a redox titration, or in this case we can say a complexiometric titration. For gravimetric methods, you guys have done the air analysis. We were analysing for our solids. You've done the suspended solids, total solids and water. Both of those then are examples of gravimetric methods. And remember, the prac that we did this week, I'm just checking that Josie wasn't here, we were talking about primary standards and secondary standards and stuff like that. This all comes into play here in this particular section. For instrumental methods, we're going to go through lots of them. So for chromatographic methods then, our liquid chromatography methods, ion chromatography, HPLC are examples. They're separating out compounds. We can have pure spectrophotometric methods. Now these things may be able to tell you of the presence of multiple species, but often they'll be specific for one particular analyte. So in the case of the Moly Blue method then, it was the method that was reacting specifically with the phosphate that was present, and you're using an ultraviolet visible detector to measure that phosphate as its Moly Blue complex. pH, you remember from first year, there was an equation that related to the cell voltage inside our pH meter. That's an example then of an electrochemical method. And in all of these methods that you use, you must have an approved laboratory procedure, which is standard operation procedure. Now, the chemical lab upstairs is not a place you would go to for a standard operation procedure. Like I was just saying to Rhiannon, can you please go and clean those balances down? They're shocking. You would never find anything like that in a real lab. So when we go into the lab in town, that's one of the functions of going there, is to give you a bit of a flavour of what a real lab is like, because they are quality audited on a regular basis, and people go through, and if there's anything like a speck of rubbish sitting on their local balance, they're getting the black spot, and they're being told to improve their